Hi guys, just a quick introduction for the next two videos I'm going to be doing on the Canon EOS 500D, T1i and KISS X3. Over the next couple of videos, because I think it's going to take roughly two to cover the advanced menu systems and custom menus. I'm going to go over those two menu systems, which cover some of the more advanced shooting modes on the mode dial program through to manual mode. So I'm going to do basically one or two videos just to cover those menu systems once, so I don't have to go over them in each video. I think it's a little bit of a mistake I made on some of the earlier videos. Just a couple of other things that I'm planning to do as well. One is to go over some of the software that comes with the camera and new options on what software that you can use. You know, you've got options to use the software which comes with the camera, plus going out and buying software like Photoshop, Lightroom and so forth, and they get progressively more expensive. I want to cover choices between shooting JPEG and RAW and the differences in how you would manage those as well, so they'll be coming up. And I'll also be covering some of the more advanced shooting modes, just going over quickly what they're generally used for, and before we go out into the field, and some in the field tutorials or behind the scenes tutorials which will follow at a later date. If you've asked any questions that I've not answered, either via YouTube, Facebook or otherwise, and by all means send them me again. I'll do try to answer all of them, but just one thing, try and send me as much information as you can. So if it's a video issue, let me know what software you're using to edit, what operating system you're running and so forth. If it's down to the problems with, you know, maybe the pictures from the camera and so forth, let me know what you're trying to shoot, what lens that you're using, what quality mode as well, whether you're shooting in small JPEG or RAW, large JPEG and so forth, just so I've got more information to try and help you out with those as well. And just before we have a look at the more advanced menus and custom options as well, thank you very much for the recent subscribers, comments and feedback, and of course for the questions that have come through. So we'll have a look at the menu systems now on the advanced shooting modes, as well as the custom option menus as well on the 500D, T1i and KISS X3. Hi guys, welcome to video number 13 for the tutorial series on the Canon EOS 500D, T1i, KISS X3. And as I said in the introduction, we're going to have a look at the advanced menu systems, or the menu systems in the advanced shooting mode, so that's manual. Also program as well, menus stay the same, aperture priority, shutter priority, and we'll also have a look at the custom menus as well, whereby you can activate some of the more advanced features of the camera. So we'll go through those. We'll cover it in two videos, and this is the first part now. Okay, here we go. I'm going to have a look at the more advanced menu options now on the 500D. So I've currently got the camera in aperture priority mode, but these menus remain the same in shutter priority, program mode, and going all the way through to manual mode as well, so it doesn't really matter what I've got it in, to be honest with you, when I look at these. So we'll press the menu button here, top left. Okay, now some of these you may well recognize already, like we can change the quality to RAW or JPEG, and we've seen those in some of the earlier videos. Turn the autofocus beep on or off, so if you want to remain a little bit quieter, you can do so. Release the shutter without a card in, and the image review time once you've taken a shot and so forth. Now you may notice a couple of other additional options as opposed to what you saw in the auto menus. Here we've got peripheral illumination correction, and so if we go into this one here, it will recognise what lens is currently attached. At the moment it's the Canon EFS 18-55 f3.5-56 IS lens, basically the kit lens, and it's basically aware of the lens that's attached, and if it would cause any kind of vignetting. Now vignetting is actually darkening of the corners of the frame, so as you would see in these top sections and bottom sections, in a, almost like a circular shape, starting to darken, and it will actually illuminate those corners to correct that. I mean, you don't actually get any of that with the kit lens I've found anyway. Okay, red eye, we saw that in the auto menus. Now flash control, as we go into this one, you can now choose whether the flash will actually fire. So if I press set on there, We can disable the flash, and now that means the actual pop-up flash as well, but it also has a bearing when you attach a flash, a external flash gun. And you've got built-in flash function settings. Okay, the top menu option there, the flash mode ETTL, is greyed out because it's only comes into play when an external flash gun is mounted on the camera. So one of the Canon 580EXs, a 430EX2, or I believe the entry-level flash gun, the 270EX, I think it is. You can change the shutter sync, so first curtain or second curtain. The shutter actually opens in two curtains, so you've got curtain one, curtain two. So you can change when it synchronizes, when it takes the shot between either of those two curtains, for different kind of effects when using slow shutter speeds and so forth. Things you can do by using second curtain sync, for example, could be, say, a dancer performing a move that's maybe backlit by some red lighting, and as they move through the frame, you'll get kind of a ghosting, if you like, effect on there, so it can be quite cool. We'll have a look at flash settings and so forth later on. So we'll go back on menu, flash exposure compensation, and we can actually increase the power of the flash by -2 or +2 stops, and the metering mode, be it evaluative, where it takes a look at the whole scene and then makes a calculated decision on how much flash to put out there, or average, just taking an average reading from the scene. Okay, we've also got external flash function settings. Now, what I'll do before we go through those is I will pop a external flash on, that flash being the Canon Speedlight, the 430EX2, which I have, and we'll have a look at the options that it gives us in that menu. I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, it's going to need a flash attached to actually give us some of those options, so we'll go ahead and do that now. Okay, as we can see, we've got the flash gun now mounted on the camera. That's the Canon Speedlight 430EX2 that I've got mounted on there and powered up, and it's in ETTL mode. So we'll go back now and have a look at those menus for the external flash. Okay, here we are back in the menus now. So if we go into external flash function settings, we can now change the flash mode from ETTL, which is through the lens, so TTL through the lens metering, and it's actually Canon's ETTL2 system, and it's an update of the old Mark 1 system. So basically the camera makes its own calculations metering through the lens, and then the flash gun makes its own calculations for the exposure, and they combine the two and then they make a decision on what the exposure is going to be. So it's all metered through what's seen through the lens, and then calculated inside the camera's processing engine, that's in terms of what kind of exposure it's going to give, how much power output the flash is going to give as well. You can set it to that mode whereby it meters the flash or the required flashlight automatically, or you can go manual, which means you've got full manual control of the flash. Okay. Again, we can change the shutter sync. First curtain, second curtain, and you'll see there we've got another option now, which is high speed sync, for doing very, very high speed photography, whereby you get a very, very quick flash duration to stop action. You may have seen shots done where a balloon's been burst, and just to the point where it's burst and the water starts to come out of it, or burst out of it, a shot's been taken. That's been used in high speed sync and so forth. A good friend of mine actually has done some very, very good high speed sync shots, so I'll put some links up to those. We'll go back.